This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Foreign ministers from the G7 countries will meet in Japan starting this weekend. They're expected to talk about forcing countries to share airline passenger data to combat terrorism. There are some sticking points, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The idea is simple. An agreement among the G7 countries, the U.S., Japan, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Canada, that they would share airline passenger data, including itineraries and personal information, in an effort to track suspected terrorists. Richard Abalafia is an aviation analyst with the Teal Group.
A suspicious person flies from, say, China to Paris, and the U.S. authorities want information on that.
Simple idea, but hard to put into practice. Hans Weber is president of the aviation consulting firm TechOp International. He says there's disagreement over how much of the itinerary data to share because of European privacy concerns. Weber says the Europeans got more interested in sharing data after the Paris and Brussels attacks, but
they have to yet wait for further attacks and some sense of panic setting in before something meaningful will happen.
Weber doesn't think a final agreement will be reached next week. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.